Shalom, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know that each week I try to bring you the mixture. The first hour is the mix, and the second hour is strictly Chazanis. This is show number 172 of October 29th, 2012. Well, hope the storm didn't catch you. I hope everything is well with you. You know, I'm sure that we will all have our various stories come the calm after the storm. And I had the pleasure of being at the West Hampton Synagogue this past Shabbos. It was a special for commemorating the great works of Mordechai Hirschman. And I must say that Netanel Hirschtick and the wonderful choir, well, the wonderful cantor and the wonderful choir led by Yitzchak Chemov, they were just outstanding. So it was a pleasure being there, and I look forward to many other trips there. You know, a few months ago I did a presentation about the life of Yossi Rosenblatt, and I took the congregants through the development of sound, which really coincided with the development of Yossi. He was born in 1888, and sound recording started in 1900. Anyway, that leave that for some other time. By the way, if your shul is looking for an interesting lecture, I'm available to talk about the great Yossi Rosenblatt and bring actual recordings from 1905, 1910, 1910, and play it on my old Victrola, 1905 RCA Victrola. Anyway, that's not why you're listening right now. I want to welcome some new listeners who may have heard about the program while I was at the West Hampton Synagogue. So welcome. I hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to tell friends about this. Okay, for those of you who've listened to my program over the years, you know in the late 70s and the early 80s, there were four non-Chazanis singers, if you will, who greatly influenced me. Mordechai Ben David, Avram Fried, Shlomo Kalbach, and the next person you're going to hear is the wonderful Bensian Shenker. Bensian Shenker. Let's start with his beautiful Mim Komchor.
Mim Komchor Malkenu Mim Komchor Malkenu Mimikaim ha malekenu Mimikaim ha malekenu Oirei Sofia We see me
Amen.
Well, as beautiful as the music sounds, that is comparatively what a fine, wonderful person Bensine Schenker is. And those of you who have listened to my program over the years know that several times I've done some major interviews with him. And, I guess 15 or 20 years ago, when I did my first interview with him, we discovered that Eishes Chayil, this next selection, was written by him. So let's hear the classic Eishes Chayil with Bensine Schenker. That's the classic, Eishes Chayil with Bensine Schenker. Okay, Zevi, I hope you're listening. And Eisal, next hour, we got a little Jeffrey Nadel, especially for you. And Paul Schneck, I hope you're listening. I know you're enjoying this. I know you will enjoy this. Okay, one more. Wahu Kakasan, Kakasan, and Bensine Schenker.
pasa, de oke pasa, yoitse, mikko pasa, de oke pasa, de oke pasa, yoitse, mikko pasa, de oke pasa, de oke pasa, yoitse, mikko pasa, yoitse, yoitse, mikko pasa, yoitse, yoitse, Ay, behold, 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 keho, sari, ay, say, mecho, posai. Ay, behold, 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 keho, sari, ay, say, mecho, posai. Yo was this, keddy boy. Yo was this, keddy boy. Yo was this, keddy boy. I love the tsaira. I love the Tahira. Hey, hook your thoughts on, hey, hook your thoughts on. I say, with the person. Hey, hook your thoughts on, hey, hook your thoughts on. I say, with the person. Beoke khasa, beoke khasa, ayoytay mekhobosay. Beoke khasa, beoke khasa, ayoytay mekhobosay. Beoke khasa, beoke khasa, ayoytay mekhobosay.
The joyous singing of Bensi and Schenker. Okay, look, we will make our resolutions, and some we keep, and some we don't. My resolution this year is to do a complete interview of the Werdiger family and their influence on Jewish music, which, as you all know, is so vast. Won't go into the details right now, but our next performer, if you will, is Mordechai Ben David, and you know that the Mordechai is Mordechai Werdiger, the son of David Werdiger, and that's where we get Mordechai Ben David from. And of course, you know about Mendy and all the children and so forth. But let's go back to a couple of classics of MBD. This is Harachamon, Mordechai Ben David.
Rachman, who is a kennedy, my son was here, Ulrahan, your Hilam Havo. Oh, your Rachman, who יזכנו לימוי סמושיח ולחיי עולם הבא.
Okay, MBD. Oh, I was just thinking, I know that he lives in Seagate, and I hope that his home is okay, or was okay from the storm. One more classic of MBD. This is Horachamon. Oh, no, Rachem. Rachem. I'm sorry, that was Horachamon just now. Rachem.
Thank you. Mashiach
MVD with Rachem. Okay, as I mentioned last week, I was at the West Hampton Synagogue, and it was a Shabbos dedicated to the works of Mordechai Hirschman. And of course, you really can't do Hirschman without a Chazandel of Shabbos. It is a classic, and there was a suggestion, of course, talking about playing more than one version of a particular selection or song or tune, and this may be the beginning of a Chazandel of Shabbos marathon. during the second hour, we're doing a Kiddush marathon. Each week, I'll be presenting two. And tonight, I'm presenting two classics of Chazandel of Shabbos. And I think for the next few weeks, we'll continue with this. But let's start with the classic, Mordechai Hirschman. You know, if you don't understand Yiddish, it's three... cantors come to try out for Shabbos, and one is a driver, and one is a blacksmith, and the other is a tailor, or whatever. And these are the recounting of the committee recalling how each one sang, and you'll catch the translation. You know what? I'll try to have it for you for the next selection. This is Mordechai Hirschman.
Men im Herrn reichen, se mani bati von dem Seelu. tjänste bara bad i fundem städer. Eine Raschenmeider, er zweite Rakowalczyk, der dritte Rababagolczyk. Wie wir hoffen, du Schneider, wenn die Hupe du Schneider, hei, 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 hei,
okay, that's the classic. Okay, it was written by Kipnis in 1918, and it's a favorite in the repertoire of many cantors. As a matter of fact, I think I have a few that are a little comedy-based, which I'll try to dig out. But here is the commentary. A cantor once came to a town to sing on the Sabbath. The leading townsman, the blacksmith, the tailor, and the coachman describe his singing. Oh, what a voice! To the smith, his voice is like a strong blow of the hammer. To the tailor, it is like neat sewing. And to the coachman, like the sharp crack of a whip. So it wasn't three cantors. It was one cantor, and it was the interpretation of the voices, if you will, of each of the committee who heard him. Okay, let's hear Jan Pierce and his terrific version of A Chazandel of Shabbos.
Is geki mit sie vor einer Kleinstätte, wer schossen will. Da bin ich nach Schauwabe. Ui, da bin ich nach Schauwabe. Seinen ihm gekommen Herrn, die drei schönste Balabatin von der Städtele. Die drei schönste Balabatin von der Städtele. Eine Raschneider und der zweite Akowalschke. Und der dritte, a Balagolschke. Rief sich auf der Schneider, rief sich auf der Schneider, oje wei, wei, hat er gedammt, oje hat er gedammt, wie das Eide mein Gier. Mit Nadel und ja Stoch und mit Neisen und ja Brösch. Oh, ist du Sachhausen. Oh, Bierbom, 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 der Kowalschke. Rief sich auf der Kowalschke, oje wei, oje wei, hat er gedammt, oje hat er gedammt, oje hat er seife mein Giet, mit die Kleschis ui a Quetsch, und mit dem Hammer ui a Setz. Sachhausen. Oh, bierbom, 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 bierbom. Ich habe der Baragotsch geloi. Ai, bui, 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 bui. Na, na, oi. Oter, 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 gedammt. Oi, oter, 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 gedammt. Oi, oter, 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 gedammt. Mit der letzte so ja zieh und mit dem Beit so ja wusch. Ah, ist du Sachhausen.
We heard two classics, one by Hirschman and one by Pierce, and I think we'll be playing a few more over the following weeks. Yeah, I forgot who it was who emailed me and said he enjoyed when I do the different renditions, if you will, of the same prayer or the same song. Okay, so we got that going, and sometime in the future we're going to get back to Lecha Dodi, as I will be mentioning in the second hour, the choir of Chaimov and his choir this past Shabbos did a Lecha Dodi that was just so outstanding, and I was sitting there thinking, I got to do the Lecha Dodi marathon sometime. Yeah, we'll get to that. Okay, when I do a presentation on Yiddish, you know, I do a comedy presentation at shuls, I do a cantorial, and I do a Yiddish. And when I introduce this next selection, well, you'll hear more about it afterwards. I always say, I'm embarrassed to tell you that I am the product of a mixed marriage. And this Lee Tully selection describes the issue.
From my wife I got such aggravation. Oy, she's driving me out of my wits. She's from a different denomination. I'm a Litvak and she's a Galitz. We're happily married, I don't want to squawk. We understand each other completely, except when we talk. I say Mutter, she says Mitter. She's mir bitter, it's auch Butter, she says bitter. What's the difference, Mutter, Mitter, Pitter? Oi, how I schwitz, cause I'm a Litvak and she's a Galitz. It's driving me crazy, what a marriage, such him glicken. She don't even know a chicken is a chicken. She keeps kicking how I'm speaking, says I'm putting on the ritz, cause I'm a Litvak and she's a Gani. I love my darling, there is no one finer in Pinsk or Minsk or even Carolina. But when I call her Shainer, zog she Shainer. As a modman, Yiddish getman, go in Shainer. So was Tegas, she says Teugas. Every time that I get Breges, she gets Breges. So was Tegas, Teugas, Breges, Breges, I'll call it quits. Cause I'm a Litvak and she's a Gani. I say gay, she says guy. I say stay, she says stay. I say oi, zog she I. Oi, vei, ai, vai, vai. Why did I ever get married? I say gruz, she says gruz. I say vuz, she says vuz. I say blues, she says blues. I say, do me a favor, zog the blues in the news. How she's talking don't mean nothing. Such a language is forgotten. I say rooten, she says rotten. Zog it ricken, starten, starten. So was Tegas, she says Teugas. Every time that I get Breges, she gets yet angry. So was Tegas, Teugas, Breges, Breges, I'll call it quits, cause I'm a Litvak, a plain simple Litvak. And she, tui, she zeppers from another world. She's a Galitz.
Well, my family, they didn't speak Yiddish, but my dad was born in Romania, and my mother's family came from Russia, so that's the mixed marriage, if you will. Okay, this is, let me see if I can get this going. This is a quick one. There it is. Okay. This is 35 seconds, so you have to listen carefully. Election coming up. This is the Rechnitzer Rebbe.
In 1988, the Rechnitzer Rebbe is the only presidential candidate to declare he will lower taxes and strengthen the Social Security system. Indeed, he promises further to improve education and expand the housing program for the homeless. Only the Rechnitzer Rebbe has unilaterally declared that he will immediately reduce national spending, establish world peace, and cut the trade deficit by half in his first year of office.
Hi, I'm the Rechnitzer Rebbe. I promise to do all this, and it's impossible.
I'm the Rechnitzer Rebbe. I promise to do all this. It's impossible. I think that's great. I have to play more. You know, I have the complete the Rechnitzer Reject albums, and it's time to get back to that, to get back to them. Okay, let's go back to 1994 in Moscow, and we have the Moscow Choir. We're going to hear a couple of selections or so. This is Hava Nagila, and many of you know that there was this ridiculous article in one of the papers where it was saying that some people who were running a wedding absolutely forbade Hava Nagila to be played by the band. I'm thinking to myself, what kind of Narishkite is this? You might as well forbid a rabbi to be there. What is this Narishkite? Okay, Hava Nagila, the Moscow Choir. Well, in case you didn't know it, I love choirs, and particularly I love good choirs. Okay, yes, that's the way it is. Let's hear the Lewandowski Hallelujah with the choir.
Hallelujah!
Moscow Choir, and let's see, one more. This is Hine Matov. Do I have it correct? Yes. Here we go.
Hallelujah.
Nope, there it is. Hine Matov.
La 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 la
That's the Moscow Choir, and we have time, I think, for one more selection, and I just want to remind you that if you enjoy this music, you obviously have friends who enjoy it, why don't you pass the word on and let them know about this program. You know, word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising, and look, obviously, you're listening to the program, you like it, and obviously, you have friends, I'm sure, who will enjoy it. So just pick up, you don't have to pick up the phone. You're at the computer right now. You've got a list of 100 names. Surely two or three or four of the people will enjoy this music. So it's a favor I'm asking of you. I don't really ask much from you other than you listen. And perhaps once in a while, pass the word on. Okay, I think we have time for Jan Pierce with Rozhenka's Mit Mandlin.
In den Beis am Iglesch, in a Winkelheider, sieht die Amone, was sie an allein. Ihr Benjochedl-Liederlein wiegt sie Keseider und singt ihm zum Schlafen mal Liederle schön. Unter Riedeles Wiegere steht a Klur bei Siegere. Du Siegere ist geboren Handle, das wird sein dein Maro. Rosenke mit Mandle schlage ihre Schlag. In dem Lied, mein Kind, liegt viel Nervios, als du wirst da wohl sein zu Seiter der Welt. Als solcher wirst du sein, Nallet Dios und wäscht in dem euch verdienen viel Geld. Ah, unter Riedeles Wiegere steht a Chlor bei Siegere. Lord,
Well, time certainly flies by when you're having a good time, and I hope you enjoyed this hour of Jewish soul music. Again, it's Charlie Bernhout, and thanks for joining with me. This was show 172. Yeah, we're going to get up to 200, God be willing, and maybe 300, who knows. This is October 29th, 2012. Heads up that on Election Day, I'm going to be flying to Israel. I'll be at the Marat HaMachpelah for Shabbos Chayei Sarah, and I'll give you a full report. You know, those of you who have never been there during that period, 25,000-30,000 Jews come descend upon Hebron, and it's an incredible experience. More about that some other time, but in any event, thanks for joining with me, and stay tuned for an hour of Chazanis. Shalom.